Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This will be a week of action, and today we will seek a unanimous consent request to bring up a resolution authored by Congressman Jamie Raskin to demand that the Vice President invoke the 25th Amendment. I expect the Republicans will object, so tomorrow the Rules Committee, which I chair, will provide a rule to bring that legislation to the floor. We will vote on it. And then 24 hours later, we will go back to the Rules Committee and then bring another resolution to deal with the issue of impeachment. What this president did is unconscionable, and he needs to be held to account.
So we came close to half of the House nearly dying on Wednesday. And if a foreign head of state, if another head of state came in and ordered an attack on the United States Congress, would we say that that should not be prosecuted? Would we say that there should be absolutely no response to that? No. It is an act of insurrection.
Trump got buffaloed and threatened with the 25th Amendment, and he didn't know that they gave briefings to the congressmen that over 100 Antifa were on record coming there to pose as patriots to try to lead an assault on the Capitol. I didn't figure they could trick patriots to do it, but the police stood down, we now know. We have the footage of that.
The only reason they are not stopped is because they are working for the deep state and the government, and they're giving Trump supporters false hope and building them towards revolution. And we've got to decry time and again, stop believing in false disinformation. This is the reality. You ought to wake up and everyone realize that what happened on Wednesday should ever go down in our history. And remember, this was a deep state operation in concert with the Capitol Police, not necessarily every one of the Capitol policemen, but the higher ups who, when they asked them, you know, what do I do about all these people at the gate, say, let them in. Somebody gave the order to let them in.
And instead, oh, it's all Trump's fault. Oh, he got the big crowd there to do this. No, he was not even done speaking. He hadn't even started speaking.
Imagine turning on the Joe Scarborough show on MSNBC, where a guest repeatedly refers to Trump supporters as neo-Nazis. As neo-Nazis. Imagine turning on CNN, where Don Lemon, and he has a few guests on there, mocking the mental intelligence of Trump supporters. The media have played a huge, huge role in what's going on in this country, and they're exploiting now what took place on Capitol Hill, trying to silence conservatives, silence Republicans, and unfortunately, a lot of Republicans are buckling. We need to speak out against violence. We need to speak out against what happened on Capitol Hill or at the White House or at the Portland courthouse. We need to reject all this violence. But what about the media? Here's the headline the next day after the breach of Capitol Hill in the New York Times. Trump incites mob.
This is martial law training wheels with the checkpoints and the COVID lockdowns and coming to people's houses and the COVID task force trackers and the tracker apps. Those are training wheels on a big old motorcycle to hell. But the training wheels are bad martial law themselves. But what comes next is absolutely hellish.
You know, what we have seen is the birth of a domestic terrorist movement. This is not going away. Donald Trump has radicalized his most fringe supporters. He has given them permission. He has given them license to be violent, to do anything necessary. They, in their own minds, believe themselves to be some sort of revolutionary. These are very dangerous people. They're not going away anytime soon. So we're going to have to make sure that we are working hand in hand with the Biden administration when it comes into office very soon here to put the people in place within the national security apparatus of law enforcement so that we can deal with this in the years to come.
Yes, you could say the expiration date is up on Trump. But then, man, is the expiration date really up on Biden and communism and the New World Order and the pedophiles and all the sick stuff they're doing out in the open? Not down in tunnels. They're not down in tunnels raping the kids. Hell, they're on TV doing it with Drag Queen Storytime. All right, folks, I've got a very important special emergency message for the listeners and viewers on the other side. Then our first guest joins us. So, again, we will be back on the other side with Patrick Howley. of National File. Steve Pachenik's coming on. That should be interesting. And then we got John Rappaport and more. Laura Loomer got interrogated at the airport.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
I have been studying geopolitics and systems for most of my life. I've been on here 27 years. You know, Alex Jones here back live. And we're being inundated by militia leaders and inundated by other groups saying, Jones, we're about done with you and Trump. You're not leading a fight against the globalists in an uprising at the state capitals and in D.C. next week. Well, good, then be done with me. Because I wanted a million peaceful people there to get a 10-day investigation and to overturn the election peacefully. But if we're going to have a violent revolution, it's not going to be people taking selfies inside the Capitol. I saw Antifa set it up. I saw them turn a beautiful day into a horrible day. And then like, oh, you're not a man if you don't go to war first. Whoever shoots first loses. Most people were peaceful there, 99%. The media doesn't show you the footage. It was live on C-SPAN of folks walking for hours through the rotunda at the Capitol with the velvet ropes. They show the few, maybe dozen people that did a photo op, attacked the police, then the police ordered to stand down under orders. They weren't complicit with false flag. They were under orders. And you saw the rest happen. And so, you know, I've even seen Nick Fuentes, who I think is a smart guy, say, you know, we're hearing from people, Jones, that this was mainly Antifa started this. No, this was patriots went in there. Yeah, after Antifa started the fight, and after the cops attacked a peaceful crowd, and then they stood down, then people just went in. Yeah, that's true, Nick. And I get we're in a country. We can have a Declaration of Independence. And I get we've been abused by the globalists. And I get that they're saying they can have violence against us. So your argument is, when are we going to stop being wimps? What I'm telling you is we're winning politically. Trump won in a landslide. And Biden is going to blow up in their face. And Biden is as crooked as a dog's back leg and as a barrel of snakes. And they need to legitimize him by having a big terror attack or truck bomb or mass shooting coming up this weekend and the next week. To legitimize martial law. I mean, someone that can play checkers can understand this. The enemy wants the fight on their time, in their way, now. They start doing forced inoculations. They start taking people to FEMA centers. They send their contact tracers around. Man, look. Those of you looking for a war are probably going to get what you're looking for. I got a suspicion you're not going to be there when it actually happens. You want to sit back and watch a train wreck. So I mobilized the event. I've gotten the blame for the event. I went there to show a peaceful event like we always have. Trump thought this was peaceful. He's like, oh, the militia, they're the real men. They're like John Wayne, never in the military, doesn't know how to load a gun right, but, you know, he's our commander. Nothing against John Wayne, a patriot, a great guy, like his movies. But, I mean, there's called LARPing, and LARPers love LARPers. I'm not a LARPer. I'm an American patriot. With eight generations of Texans and family back to the Mayflower, on both sides, baby. I don't have to tell you my pedigree. I've proven my mettle in the war in 27 years. But I will decide for me personally when I'm ready to get physical, and that means I failed and we have to go to that point. But I'll assure you this, it won't be Capitol Police that are getting killed if a revolution is led by Alex Jones. You can bet your bottom dollar I want the police and military with me. And this entire operation is about turning them against us when we act like a bunch of idiots. So all you little so-called generals that can't tie your shoelaces, do not attempt to tell me about war. This is a war. Politics is war, and war is politics by another means. You've not studied war. You've dressed up in camouflage. I can't tell you how many times I've sat there and watched militias taken over by the feds and set up to carry out something stupid to make the militia look bad when the militia is a constitutional organ and is wonderful and it should be led by county commissioners and by the state, not cities. Cities are low level constitutional. And I believe in a National Guard. I believe in civil defense. I believe in neighborhood watches. I believe in the militia and the Second Amendment. And Biden plans to demonize the Second Amendment and turn America against the Second Amendment with staged events coming this weekend. I saw the people, the left, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have turned their people loose on us. I faced their operatives. I was infiltrated by their operatives. I dealt with it at point blank range. I went to Capitol Police and said, let me get on your PA system and tell people get out before the woman was killed. They wouldn't give it to me. The Capitol Police have a megaphone system on every corner of the building and inside it for emergencies. Deafening. If they would have said, leave now, this is an illegal assembly, they would have left. They didn't use the damn communication system. They wanted us in there to set us up, you moron, two people. All right, let's go to Patrick. I appreciate him holding. Patrick Alley of nationalfile.com. He's also written for Epic Times and other publications. Nationalfile.com is the website. Thank you for joining us. Give us your take on the whole situation where the country is right now, please.
Well, Alex, you know, I think there's a lot to be optimistic about because America First is ascendant. I think all over the world, people are beginning to realize that our political system here in the United States is absolutely broken. And I know that you're not a big fan of the protest. I think some funny things happened. For instance, somebody defecated on Chuck Schumer's desk, and that puts a smile on my face. I like hearing that. I like seeing that headline. I think that's a small win for humanity when somebody does that. And, you know, the guy took the lectern of the speaker of the House. You know, I'll say this. When the Viking shaman and these people were presiding over Congress, there were no foreign wars. Okay, we weren't giving any of our taxpayer dollars to Pakistan for gender studies. So I was getting calls from all over the world, including France and Italy, in the populist movement, and people were inspired by this. So, yes, it seems to have gone disastrously, and I wasn't there, and, you know, it didn't seem like there was any plan or any rhyme to, or reason to it, and obviously there were agitators in the crowd, but I think just the act of civil disobedience puts the message out there that Americans are at odds with their government. And that's a powerful
message. Patrick, yes, our founders dumped millions of dollars of equivalent of tea in the ocean against a tax. I get it. Okay, what I'm saying to you is, if we're going to launch a war, it should be done differently, and we played right in their hands. And I don't want violence this weekend. The globalists have their provocateurs everywhere trying to get violence. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely right. Look, I've been fighting the war by trying to help President Donald Trump first get elected in 2016 and then again in 2020. And there's no question in my mind that we won that election. We won it big. And then they kiboshed us with the paper ballots, including Ruby Friedman with her suitcase ballots, you know, pulling the suitcase ballots down there in Hotlanta.
And now we're not discussing that. We're discussing the Capitol fracas. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And, you know, look, at every single stage, we have tried to win this thing in the overtime period. We appealed to the state legislatures with the great Rudy Giuliani's hearings on Jenna Ellis. We appealed to Mike Pence to do his constitutional duty. And as it was reported, Trump said, you know, Pence, you can go down as a heroic patriot or you can go down as a P-word. I think you know what he meant. But, you know, this is a situation where at every single turn we were undermined by the Republican Party, the political class. This was nothing like
the same political class that hated Trump all along finally is getting what they want. And you look at the swollen, evil turtle, Mitch McConnell. He looks like he's taking four hits of ecstasy. He's very happy.
So going forward, the America First movement is a dissident movement, and that's where we need to be. Look, I put a lot of faith in President Donald Trump to reform this system. If he finds that in his 4 years he was unable to fundamentally reform this system, then we become a dissident movement, and that's possibly where we need to be going forward. The anger, the righteousness of the people is on our side, and the entire world.
I totally agree, and that's why they needed something to change the subject. We don't need Republicans apologizing. We need to say, oh, this is one millionth as big as your Black Lives Matter crap. We decry the few idiots that broke a few things and took a dump on his, because that's insult to the feces to take a crap in. I mean, you wouldn't, like, take dumps into hell. That's a gateway to hell. You don't want to go in Schumer's office. That's, like, where the poltergeist lives. But, I mean, I get it. We should just point out that it's an exaggerated mess. It's hysterically ridiculous, and we should find the fraud.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The globalists have put in a puppet. They're 7 days away from it. They want to change the subject to violence. Has violence solved things? Yes, when you've got a good ideology and a group that's unified and educated and knows what the targets are. But velvet revolutions in the modern sense are what are more successful and easier for the globalists to launch them. 90% of war decades ago was informational. Now it's 98%. So I live this, and there's a lot of folks like, I'm sick of the UN, and I'm sick of the devil worshippers, and I'm going to start killing people. And then those are being led by feds and by Q programmers. That's all I'm saying is, have we killed 62 million babies? Do we have a right to revolt? Absolutely, but what's the target? Random cops that are innocent? So that's what I'm getting at. And so I think Gypsy Lady, as she's known, that got in the face, we'll play this later, play the next segment, Angry Gypsy Woman, that got in the face of Schumer, that's more like it. Just call them out for the frauds they are everywhere they go. Don't be violent like the left. So, again, yes, it's total hypocrisy. But Patrick Halley, I respect your views on the election and what's happening. You fought hard to expose election fraud, but 7 days left. Trump needs a resolute desk. They didn't carry a speech anywhere basically yesterday. He needs to be hammering China. I know Pompeo's about to with the Wuhan revelation that it was a bioweapon. I mean, all of this, he needs to be absolutely out front right now. What do you say?
Absolutely. And it was a bioweapon, by the way, that Dr. Anthony Fauci funded at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He created it. He's the Dr. Frankenstein of coronavirus, that little Napoleon complex man. And now they are shutting down small business all over the country, ruining our biggest accomplishment in the Trump administration, which was the massive, amazing economy that we had in the
And that was the goal. I mean, Bill Maher and all of them said it. We're going to kill the economy and blame Trump. They did this to literally wage war on the average person.
That's what they are doing, and that's where we're at. And so the oath keepers within law enforcement need to respond right now and say, no, we're not going to go drag a mom out of her middle school football game because she's not wearing a mask. We're not going to go and invade somebody's Christmas dinner or their Kwanzaa dinner. We're hearing a lot about Kwanzaa. I celebrate Kwanzaa, by the way. I celebrate it by watching Foxy Brown and Dolemite. But Christmas, you know, you're at Christmas with your family. You've got six people there. The cops are going to bang down your door. The oath keepers, the real constitutionalists within law enforcement need to stand up to this because right now is when they are
I agree. So I think it's time for civil disobedience. That means nonviolent. That means not taking a dump. I know you think it's funny, and I get the joke on Chucky Schumer, but that's an insult to crap. So seriously, this crap can be used as fertilizer. Schumer has no use except being, you know, sent to hell later by God. But what else can Trump do?
Yeah, well, I do think it's important to note that this Capitol police officer who died of a medical condition. The media lied and said it was an attack.
They did,
and
heart attack.
The police opened fire on Ashley. They insanely opened fire and, killed somebody who was on the Patriot side. So this is not Charlottesville 2.0 because Ashley was on the Patriot side, a great person, an Air Force veteran who wanted to make this country better and is now dead at the hands of the police. You are finally beginning to see the right wing in this country turn against law enforcement, turn against this back the blue, you know, steadfast. Almost
well, we understand worship. The left was attacking him. We know they're not perfect, but we support the Constitution. I agree. We need the police to come out and decry the execution of this poor lady. And we should say her name. Say her name.
Yep. And the great thing to see as a citizen journalist is that now all over the country, people are taking it to the streets and they're getting up in the faces of these politicians. You know, Mitt Romney on a plane, for instance, or you had Lindsey Graham at the airport, and all of these great patriots and Trump supporters just would not let Lindsey Graham go. And one lady even said, this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life because you didn't audit the vote. And we got the message out there, and there's Lindsey Graham, there's the dandy from South Carolina, that masculine, very high testosterone guy there who sells out our country, that traitor, that Quisling. And
look, they used a few protesters that they killed to, like, now he has, like, 20 troops with him. I mean, we're turning into Baghdad here.
Yep. And these people are in a higher class, and they're a higher caste of society, and so now they get the protection of the state. And so, you know, what citizen journalists are doing, it's so amazing. You saw Mitt Romney there being confronted at the airport. You saw, you know, when he got on his plane, Trump supporters chanting, traitor, traitor. I mean, this is a guy who was the Republican nominee for president not long ago. People are done with the political class. It's a beautiful thing to see. It's an amazing thing to see. Now, not all
I agree with you. That's the good news, is there's a total global realignment against them. That's my next question. He totally stole the election. They need violence to, like, make him look like a victim. That's why I'm against the violence particularly. I'm always against it, but really against it, because they're pushing for it right now behind the scenes and publicly. So what do they do, though, as the whole world turns against him even more? I agree. The world was cheering this. And I'm like, look, it looks good on the surface until you realize they're going to use this to take our rights. And, you know, and it didn't end with Pelosi getting arrested or whatever, because it helped cover up the election fraud that's coming out in founts.
Yep. But it's important to remember that they're accelerating anyway. And so as people look for leadership, it's up to guys like us to provide them leadership and provide them solutions about how to peacefully go forward here and make sure that we protect our rights and we protect, you know, if you're in a county that's a patriotic county, make sure that your sheriff is on your side. Make sure that you have the power of the state where you are as best you can, and then you can begin to assert yourself and say, no, I'm not shutting down my business, and then film it and put it out on Gab and put it out on Parler and these new different outlets and get it out there.
Oh, and how incredible is that, Patrick Howley of NationalFile.com, that they always say build your own thing. Now they're all trying to shut down Telegram. They're all trying to shut down Gab. They're trying to shut down Parler. They have shut down Parler for now. I mean, this is just total cartel behavior. Now they've silenced the president of the United States while he's calling for peace. I mean, this is crazy.
We don't have a government anymore that's even going to pretend to have any responsibility to us. We have a regime. We have a criminal racket. When you look at who these people are, like Jake Sullivan, who is Hillary Clinton's right-hand guy, the guy in the WikiLeaks emails who said that Al-Qaeda is on our side over there in the Middle East, he's going to be running the NSA, tracking your phone calls, listening in and day out. Trust me, Jake Sullivan knows who I am. He's not a fan. Well, you know what? I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of that bald, weakling Jeff Bezos, or that nerd Bill Gates who could never get a date in school. These people are trying to inflict their own pathology.
Are you
and
kidding,
their own
though? I mean, Bill Gates is raping the planet with forced inoculations. So at the end of the day, he laughs last.
Well, I don't think so, because he hasn't vaccinated me yet. I haven't gotten the Demon 666 vaccine, and nobody I know has. And so it's not mandatory yet. And so
they're going to try to use it to travel, and they're using PCR tests now that federal courts, German courts have ruled are fake. They're fake. The inventor said it was a fraud.
Even the CDC admitted that you can test positive with the common cold. That's been the case all along. Nobody believes, even normie people, even regular people, nobody believes anymore that these numbers on this...
Brother, we hired a statistician. I've actually got the numbers. I've been so busy I haven't put them out yet. Did you know 61,000 more people died in 2020 than 2019? 61,000. And look at population growth, it usually goes above that. It's usually about 70,000 to 80,000 more die each year as population goes up and the population's aging. So... basically the same number died last year or the year before. It's all a fraud. It's all a hoax. Thank you so much, my friend. People can find your work at NationalFile.com and Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20 to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we sell great products. Highest quality air filters, highest quality water filters. People go get them. They go, wow, these are top of the line, tested against similar models for half the price. Wow, you really have the best stuff. Yeah, that's what we do. And so the Alexa Pure Breeze, the Alexa Pure Water Filtration, all that's discounted at preparewithalex.com. The prices are growing up a little bit in 2021. We're in 2021, but you've got preparewithalex.com. As you write to a subsection of Infowars.com,
where we have deals better than our distributor can give anybody else. Contractually, we get around it. So it's already lower prices than anybody else, even with them has. Preparedknowledge.com on Saturday, it will have to go up to 2021 prices. They cannot do it anymore. It's going to go up a little bit. $850 off of your supply, and there's other big discounts with other food packages. Preparedknowledge.com. And then we've got all these other great products back in stock at Living Defense, like Pollen Block that's got the natural antihistamine from the quail egg, especially bread. We've also got a lot of other great products like Prostaguard, Lung Cleanse, X2's back in stock, 50% off. And this is how we fund the operation. And, boy, they're trying to take everybody's banking and credit cards away. They're trying to take ours away. They already took a lot of it away and make us pay higher rates. And we had to build our own infrastructure. I'm not complaining, but everybody else is going off the air. We have, I don't want to exaggerate, $30 million of infrastructure, equipment. We got the uplinks, everything ourselves. Probably not very good for us up there. But the point is that all this is going on. We built it. You think your phone just does all that stuff? It connects to billions of dollars of equipment. Well, we have to connect into systems ourselves. So InfoWarsStore.com, I want to thank you all for your support. They really want us off the air at this time. Now, I got Dr. Steve Pachinik here on air, and he's a psychiatrist and worked at the State Department of Psychological Warfare and helped found Delta Force, and he co-wrote the books with Tom Clancy. He's a real spook. Compared to all the armchair quarterbacks that never actually done anything. And he grew up as a refugee from Europe in Cuba, and then came to the U.S. And I like Steve. He's been on the show like 19 years. He was trying to be optimistic, and I think that's why he did it, saying, hey, there was some watermarking of ballots. I don't think it was done system-wide this election. It was done with the states. Democrats put out their own fake ballots. But he made that prediction that, Trump would be able to turn this around. Now a lot of things have gone sideways. I want to get his take on that. I want to get his take on what happened at the Capitol. Provocateur groups trying to stage false flags this weekend. And I know the globalists are controlling some of the Q movement right now. They're trying to manipulate us into violence. So there's a lot to cover, a gestalt of the waterfront. StevePachinik.com is his website. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to tackle first?
It's my pleasure. Let's first tackle the fact that we are now officially in a military coup. What has happened and why I was part of it is because I've had a history of doing soft coups in the United States and what we call hard coups overseas, overthrowing regimes using the military. In this case, we had what we call a hard coup. It was initiated, as I said, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, by our cyber command using special forces. There were over 400 people from all parts of the intelligence community. I won't go into the names. But in effect now, we are about to arrest Pelosi, we're going to arrest Biden, Hunter Biden, Mitt Romney. You're talking about a whole list of individuals whom I identified on this show for years. When I said Gina Haspel has to go, she went. When I said Barr was a CIA operative, he went. When I told you Pence was not to be believed because he came out of a Democratic Catholic background, became an evangelical Christian, he left. So what's happening now is that we are literally in a military coup. That means, in effect, this country will watch the arrests that will come out of this. We have already arrested, and basically overseas, we have taken out the Pope, whom I have identified for over 30 years as a terrorist, who, when he was director of the Jesuits, had killed three of our American nuns, two of our Jesuits. We arrested a young man an older man from the State Department, Stefani Serini, who basically leaked all the information, used Leonardo, the sites going up to the satellites, which were controlled by the Vatican. We in turn intercepted all that information and were able to get, along with Nancy Pelosi's, a computer. By the way, there was no rioting in the Capitol. I happen to know 3 to 4 people here from my town who said it was very peaceful. The police took down the barriers. And in effect, what people don't know is we sent special forces operators in there to take Pelosi's computer. Now, where does this all fit in? Number one, I wrote about this 27 years ago in State of Emergency. If anybody wants to understand what the real coup is about, then go on my site and read State of Emergency or listen to the audiobook. Number two, and this is important for you, Alex, to understand, and all of the listeners, You were the method through which we were able to implement the coup. It wasn't when you used to ask me, how did I know what I was doing, or how could I predict it? The truth was, and still is, and by the way, you did an excellent interview with Mike Flynn. The truth is, you were the vehicle through which I was promoting the necessary actions that had to be accomplished. Think of that for a moment. You were the first entity as a banned video you identified 19 years ago when you came forth and I associated with you on 9/11. Subsequently, many generals and special forces and Cyber Command and NSA elsewhere understood that the wars that were created by Cheney, who will be under arrest, the coward that he was in the avoidance of going into the draft, by Mitt Romney, a Mormon, who will also be arrested for the corruption he committed with Bain Capital and elsewhere. He will probably be desanctified from the LDS. All of these elements came out through you, Alex Jones. The reason we never used the New York Times, we didn't do the Washington Post, we didn't do any of the others, we understood who controlled them. I knew about the Murdoch family from the day they came over in 1958. I never trusted Murdoch. I didn't trust his family. What people didn't know, unfortunately, is that Murdoch's mother is an Orthodox Jew, and he is a totally corrupt individual and a coward, along with his family, who brought in all of these stations and eventually kicked you and others off of it. So you were chosen as the method through which we could initiate a military coup.
Okay, well, we didn't talk about this beforehand, and I certainly don't want any type of stuff. I went to have a peaceful demonstration to show our numbers to expose election fraud. So how does a bunch of people acting like idiots in the Capitol signify that's General McInerney or whatever saying, guy's got her laptop? Wouldn't you just dial in and grab the information digitally? I'm totally confused here.
You shouldn't be confused. Number one, the people who went there and were at the Capitol, the people I know went in peacefully. Those who were involved in taking something out, they were, I was told, special forces. This is not a particular general. I do not know which generals are involved, and the generals that I do know who are involved do not want me to speak about it again. What you are, again, Alex, let me explain it. We marked the computers. We marked the ballots. We marked everything that was done was a sting operation. Nothing has changed. And what was done, it was done by Trump, a businessman who understood the degree of corruption that existed among the Democrats. This isn't just something about the world control of America. This was the concept of a fascist state coming in with the notion of a coronavirus, which was not lethal, using Fauci, another Catholic who was trained by...
Okay, listen. I don't know what's going on here, because you've come on the show like 19 years, give us a lot of good information. But, I mean, it looks like Trump's leaving in 7 days. You're saying this is a coup? I know they testified the Supreme Court of Italy that they engaged in the fraud. I know you said the Vatican was involved weeks ago. Now it's in the news. Come back and talk to me like I'm 5 years old and explain all this. The article, Supreme Court of Italy... Legal counsel testifies about 2020 election interference operation directed by U.S. officials. Votes flipped by the system from Trump to Biden. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stephen Chinnick is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And, Doc, quantify this for me, your view, your perspective on this. How is it a successful military coup against the deep state that we know is there and is corrupt, the globalist arm of the deep state, I guess, if Biden gets in 7 days? Or are you saying Trump's going to get in? There's about to be mass arrest. We don't have a lot of time here, like 150 hours. What are you saying is about to happen?
I'm about say that Biden is not going to be the president of the United States. What I'm going to be saying is that there have been massive arrests. And what I'm saying, in effect, is that we are in martial law and we have a military coup, which simply means that there is going to be a large number of people who are going to be arrested, detained, and will be tried by military tribunal. The reason it's military is because we no longer trust our CIA, we no longer trust our politicians, we do not trust our governors, we do not trust the senior officials who are in Congress or in the Senate. It's as simple as that. I said it to you years ago. I told you exactly who was going to leave. They left. I wrote the book 27 years ago about a military coup happening in the United States state of emergency. It's as simple as that, Alex. There is no globalism that's going to be involved. We have shut down Pakistan. We have shut down part of England. We have already
Well, there is talk about the Pope stepping down.
Listen for a minute. The Pope was arrested well over a year ago. And the reason why he was arrested, Alex, because on your show, I said this Pope was corrupt and had been involved with terrorist organizations 20 to 30 years ago. I was forbidden to take him out under Cyrus Vance.
Wait a minute. You're saying the Pope? Well, who's the guy we've seen traveling around the world in the last year?
I don't see anybody traveling around the world right now. You don't see anybody. Alex, get some of your nutraceuticals and understand that it's now. We're not talking about past years. We're not talking about past weeks. We're talking about the next few days and where we are right now. Now, I know you are not informed, and I'm telling you this. Either one of us is wrong, but I'm not wrong.
Well, let me say this. I mean, you can certainly get people thinking they're upside down when they're standing straight. I mean, you were the only guy that got the Camp David Accords through that nobody thought could happen. I mean, you've definitely done some psychological operations. But I'm just telling you, in 7 days, Pachinik, tell us who's going to be the president and what's about to happen.
Okay. 7 days. Let me repeat it again, Jones. It's going to be Trump. It will not be Biden. Biden's people will be arrested. There will be people who will be arrested. Pelosi, Biden, Schumer. That's what's going to happen. And if I'm wrong, fine. Don't put me on your show. If I'm right, what else are you going to do? The point of fact is either you want to believe me or not. I don't particularly care what most people say or don't say.
You've been on the show and given us a lot of good info over the years. You said that the East Coast and West Coast would collapse and everything would move to the South. I mean, you said a lot of things are true. I'm just sitting here watching this fiasco, and I see the left provocateuring right-wing groups for a bunch of craziness this weekend, and it doesn't look good to me. So I don't want to encourage people. Like, you saw the Q guys going to the Capitol with zip ties. They thought they were on a secret mission to arrest people.
Alex, quiet down a bit. You've never been in a military coup. You do not understand what that means. You do not understand how quickly we work and how long we've been preparing for this. When I told you months ago that we were involved in this and we were taking over all the elements of the political system because we could not trust the Mitt Romneys, the governors, the senators, the judges. You're talking about when I said to you years ago, and you still don't remember, John Roberts. The Supreme Court justice has been indicted. He was corrupt at the time that he made the Obama case into a tax. He then went to Malta. He was paid off. He will be arrested. You're talking about Obama's people, where I said repeatedly he was a CIA operative. There was nothing about him that was real. He was a homosexual who had been on drugs and everything.
Well, there's a lot of crazy stuff. You say be quiet, but I got to ask the questions here. Let's look at this. The Joint Chiefs of Staff put out a letter saying Biden will be president. Is that, who is that from? What is that?
I don't know who the Joint Chiefs, that's not relevant to us because the real operational is not the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's the military individuals who are involved. It's the CIA. It's other people involved.
Listen, I'm not lending credence to what you're saying, but having the Joint Chiefs go, it will be Biden and the military must follow our orders, makes them sound weak. Why would they need to say that if there wasn't some internal battle going on?
Do you remember when I said to you General Mattis will be thrown out? You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Was he thrown out?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is there are different types of generals. There are those who are Secretary of State, like Cheney, who said this is treason. Then you got Liz Cheney, this incompetent fool from Wyoming, who said this is treason. Who is the biggest Benedict Arnold in the history of the 20th century that I've said to you for 19 years? The Cheney family is the equivalent of Benedict Arnold. He should have been arrested. He should have been executed for what he did all over the world. He sent our boys into war, to Iraq and Afghanistan. I've had generals who are incompetent. Esper, did I tell you he would leave? He left, right? Did I tell you Mattis would leave? He left. because he lied about what he did and who he was.
So I can go on and right on. That they use this to get her laptop or whatever, according to you. Now, you did say something about Italy last time you were on, and a lot of stuff going on with that. What do you make of the Supreme Court hearing testimony that the Italian military was used with the German military, where they were counting the votes in the digital system, to go in and manipulate the servers to flip votes from Trump to Biden? What do you make of that?
What do I make of this? Just what I told you. We went after the Leonardo system, which came out of the Italian. There was a foreign service officer who was Italian Catholic and involved with the Italian Catholic Church. The Pope was involved. He was neutralized. It was sent up to Leonardo, which is the satellites. We picked it off of Leonardo and basically downloaded all of the information that was compromised, and the basically proving that Biden was never elected legally. Biden will not be in the presidency. Kamala Harris will not be in the vice presidency. All of the appointments, including this new Secretary of Defense, who they think is wonderful, but I happen to know about him.
What about the new so-called CIA director? Well, let me say this. The one thing I know you're saying is true. The one thing you're saying is true is we are under martial law right now. It's not just in D.C.
That's correct. I've said it repeatedly. You're under martial law everywhere. The state of California.
Why do I see Black Hawk helicopters hovering over downtown Austin this morning?
Because you're sitting down in Austin. You're working very hard in your studio, and you're trying to sell vitamins. We don't send Black Hawk helicopters everywhere. This is not just special forces. These are units from all over the country. The reason why you don't see Trump, you kept on asking me, why is he absent? And I kept saying to you, this is Sun Tzu. Trump was brilliant. What he did was to allow all the Democrats and Republicans to reveal their underlying miscreant behavior, and then he was sent to command and control centers in Abilene, command and control centers in NORAD. There's no reason for him to come out. He wanted to do exactly what a brilliant strategist does, which is to allow everybody to reveal their pathological intention. I kept saying to you months ago, this is a fascist system coming from the left, from Obama, from Brennan. When does a director of the CIA, who's a Catholic moron from Fordham, screwed up in Saudi Arabia, becomes the deputy director of the CIA, was an analyst, and then brings forth another CIA operative, Obama? That's when I got my subpoena 10 years ago, and I had to go to court to explain how what an idiot this man was and how the attorney general of Miami was an idiot. In other words, my tolerance for ignorance and stupidity is not great. I'm not saying that about you, but I'm saying very simply, if I'm wrong, so be it. But if I'm right, you're going to have to understand something about our country, and that you don't fully understand what it really is about. It's
And here's the deal. That's a nice backhanded deal. I am an idiot at many levels. You know, that's what Socrates said, is I know that I know nothing. We're going to go to break in 2 minutes. We're going to come back and let you finish up here. But all I know is this. This country's in crisis. We should be praying. We should all be politically involved. We should be pointing out this election's a fraud. And we should be exposing Joe Biden as a communist Chinese agent. StevePaczynik.com, he's our guest. And, boy, this is a very exciting time to be alive. We'll see what comes out of all of this. But, obviously, I'm going to ask the tough questions here. A 19-year history with this guy on air. He's given us 99% good stuff. But, I mean, gosh, I hope he's right. Now, some say don't have him on. Well, you could burn in hell, too. You know, this idea that I'm just supposed to have one view on here, one idea. This is all in flux. We are under martial law. I was driving in this morning, and I was up on the top of the Mixmaster, and I could see downtown, and I could see military bases with Blackhawks, four of them just sitting. And by the time I got to the office, they took off. But whatever they were doing was like scanning for weapons or something, probably radioactive devices. Seeing a lot of bizarre behavior going on, folks. Be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.